Welcome back to the Fantasy Flavor Podcast, where we're spicing up your daily dose of fantasy football content. Join Dylan Thomas, Sanat Ansara, and Trenton Roberts as they provide you with player and team analysis, mock drafts, and one-on-one interviews. Hey, what's going on, Fantasy Flavor Podcast, YouTube channel, viewers, listeners, whatever you are awesome. It is April 26, 2020, and we are doing our rookie tight end rankings. I am joined with Trenton Roberts. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, you know. That's basically my motto at the beginning of every episode, it seems.
Doing great.
I got to figure out something new.
Yeah, well, you're doing great because you got to see me, am I right?
Oh, that's the one thing pulling me down from amazing.
All right, I have something, you know, that's behind this hand. You can guess what it is. But to start off, we're just going to be doing a rookie tight end ranking. If you're on YouTube, you can see it on screen as well as our faces. Hello. You can also, on podcast platforms, there should be a link in the description. If there's not, feel free to tweet at me. Feel free to comment. However, reach out to me. I might forget. So I just want to let you know, feel free to reach out to me. That might be my bad. Okay, so let's begin. Our consensus tight end number one here is Cole Kmet. Sanat also had him ranked one with you. I had him ranked two. Fortunately, Sanat can't join us here. So what do you kind of think about Cole Kmet? Why should he be number one?
I don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth. Yeah. Since we talked about it earlier, I might move Troutman up to my one. Mm-hmm. But I just think Kmet is the more well-rounded and versatile prospect. It's similar to Hawk and Fant last season, yeah, except a lot more trash prospects. But it's that one guy that's do it all in Kmet that will be on the field a lot and will get a lot of opportunity just being on the field, mm-hmm, versus Troutman, who's a good receiving tight end but doesn't block as much. So I think Troutman might have the higher upside, but I think Kmet has that higher floor. It's just preference for you guys. So
this tight end trash is so class. Honestly, if he had my number six guy, number one, honestly, Bryson Hopkins is really that good. I don't get it, but honestly, it's so bad. This is garbage. This is the worst tight end class I've ever seen. It's not close. I was higher on guys like Hunter Bryant, and he didn't even get drafted to. Albert O is another guy I liked. Mm-hmm. He went really late. Thaddeus Moss was a guy I thought might be drafted based off a name. Nope. I don't know what to think, to be honest with you. So Adam, yeah, you know, Cole Kmet, I think he might have the path to like start year one more than Troutman, because obviously Jared Cook's there. But it's just kind of like, one, Jared Cook's super old, but Jimmy Graham, they signed Jimmy Graham to like a lot of money, so I think he might get more playing time than we expect. It was like 2 years, 16 mil, and he looked washed on the Packers. So, you know, Bears aren't smart, but like, maybe the, you know, mm-hmm, money speaks, right? They're probably playing Kmet like, you know, 2 mil, you're probably going to pay this guy like 8 mil. So interesting, but Troutman's my number one here. And I guess we'll just jump into Troutman here. Troutman posted 1,000 yards, I believe, at Dayton his last year. I tried to look up his age and I could not find it. Apparently no one knows how old this guy is. I'm going to guess he's 22 or 23. A little bit older there. Cole Kmet might be 22. I don't exactly know all their ages, but I think Troutman has the most receiving upside here too. I feel a little more confident about this now that I know that Jameis Winston signed with the Saints for 1 year. So maybe Jameis Winston, after Drew Brees retires, will be a Saint, and maybe they'll give him like a 1 year deal. And, you know, Jameis Winston will make anybody fantasy viable. So that's why I really like Adam Troutman there too. When Drew Brees stays for 2 years, and well, maybe Jared Cook's gone after a year. Obviously Drew Brees, has already been training, with CBS. I believe I heard that today to, been learning that role, so obviously retirement's on his mind. So yeah, I like Troutman more than Kmet for fantasy purposes. Kmet, if he starts, could definitely produce more year one. Speaking of producing year one, though, this is where we really disagree here. You know, you're more of an I'm definitely a Dalton Keaton fan. That's the our consensus third tight end here. John had him at two. You didn't have Dalton Keaton ranked, and you had another Patriots tight end ranked.
Yeah, Devin Asiasi. They drafted 10 picks before Dalton Keene. I believe he's the better pass catcher of the two, which is why I was surprised you guys liked him so much. They're both similar athletes, both similar sizes, stuff like that. But I think Asiasi is that better pass catcher, whereas I think Dalton Keene is that more better blocker. He's a good pass blocker. You can put him in as a quarterback protector. He's good in the run. He's decent in the run game as long as you don't put him in line. But he's more that blocker role, and I feel like that's what he's going to fill more. And sure, he's a decent pass catcher, but I think Asiasi is going to be that pass catcher on that team, that pass catching tight end. I feel like that's who they're going to go with. And they're going to split the tight end room between blocking and pass catching in that.
Yeah, I get where you're going there. I kind of disagree on the athleticism part. Dalton Keene blew up the combine. I believe he was an 80th percentile plus spark X score. And Asiasi did pretty bad on the 40 time there. I believe it was like 280 though. So,
his 40 was like 0.02 seconds slower than Keene.
Yeah, but just overall, so it's just... it's more than just that, though, you know, three cone, you know, burst, you know, all that type of stuff. It's more than just raw speed for, you know, an athlete. Let's be real here. So Dalton Keene's definitely I think he's the better athlete, personally, if you look on player profile up there. Yeah, nothing else to really say there. So looking at the rankings here, the next consensus guy is Harrison Bryant.
I want to go back.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Asiasi didn't run the three cone. So you can't hate on him for that.
I don't think he would run as fast. I'm just saying with what we know. You know, I'm not – I didn't mean that in the fact that Asiasi is bad at it, but we just don't know. And we know Dalton Keene's a good
athlete. I'm just getting at you. I'm just that's making okay. fun.
You know, it's Tyler Crass. Let's move on. Trash, so whatever, man.
Easy to make fun of.
Easy to make fun of, definitely. One of those Patriots tight ends might be producing some numbers eventually. So it'll be interesting to see who. They have nobody there. Guys like N'Keal Harry, Julian Edelman, I think their stocks rise. They drafted no wide receivers, so there's a lot of targets there in New England, so it'd be cool to see. Harrison Bryant, though, our number four. I believe went to the Browns. Our tight end is our number four tight end. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I think it's just... Thaddeus Moss, I might have ranked, even though he's undrafted and went to the Redskins. It's such a bad bet, bro. But Harrison, I was just thinking, I'm like, Harrison Bryant, really? He's our number four? Oh my God. It's just because we had all three of them. He was ranked for all three of us here. If David Njoku's gone, he's Baker Mayfield's tight end too. But Harrison Bryant was pretty good at FIU, I believe. Posted 1,000 yards himself. I don't know if he won that tight end award that they win at. What is it? What was his name? Played for the Colts, I believe. Dallas Clark. Dallas Clark won it, but I don't know. Sorry, that's not the name of the award. I can't remember. But Dallas Clark won it. I was trying to tap into your Colts knowledge to figure out what the damn award was named, bro.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But John Mackey? That for another position.
That sounds right.
Might be the John
Mackey. John Mackey.
It might be another position too. Don't quote me.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Because
Mackey was our tight end.
Yeah, that could be it. So, you know, whatever. So I think he was in that race for that. So he was pretty good, but the Browns are a crap landing spot here. So I'm just kind of going, I'll just stick with my big board here. Talent wins, but none of these guys are talented. Do you have anything to add about this dude?
Harrison Bryant, I have him at four strictly because... that talent. I believe he's the most talented tight end in the class. It's just the landing spot is horrible. I mean, and in this class, if you're the most talented tight end, that doesn't mean much of anything in this class. Because as the most talented tight end, I still had him outside my top 50 going into the draft. So it's a really rough class at the position, but he was my top guy, and that's why I have him still up there somewhat. But the situation is bad. He's going to be that number three guy. I believe he can get that number two and maybe even push for the number one role. So I think he has the upside to get there. But as it stands, he is that tight end three. And that's where it's scary to me.
Yeah, definitely. For my consensus tight end five, I didn't even have this guy ranked. It's Colby Parkinson. I guess the only reason why probably is because he plays with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's a similar situation to Harrison Bryant. Mm-hmm. It's Harrison Bryant's going to be that tight end three, and Colby Parkinson is that tight end three or tight end four. I mean, he's playing behind
Greg Olsen.
What is it? Greg Olsen, mm-hmm. Will Disley, and they have another tight end, but he could be that wide receiver or that tight end three. Mm-hmm. I believe he has the potential, similar to Harrison Bryant, to push for that tight end one role. He's a massive target, has great hands, great red zone guy, and he's honestly one of the better pass catching tight ends in the draft. But I'm just scared that landing spot, because he is that buried in the depth chart guy.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I have nothing to add. I didn't even have the guy ranked. I feel like I shouldn't waste everyone's time. Albert O was our number six consensus. Snan didn't have him ranked. We both had these guys ranked. I liked Albert O a lot. He was my number one tight end. I thought, you know, tight ends are normally super athletic, and he ran such a fast 40. I was surprised. 4.5 flat, I believe. He's a big guy too. Fell off once Kelly Bryant went to Mizzo and Drew Lock left, but now he's reunited with Drew Lock. Problem? Like, kind of behind Noah Fant. So, yeah.
He's buried, like you said. Mm-hmm. I don't like him as much because I wasn't as high on him going into the draft process. Yeah. If you ask me last season, he was my tight end one going into this. But then after that, there were some guys that did a little bit better and he did a bit worse, and it kind of shifted around. And he fell all the way to my, I believe, tight end five, tight end six. And now he's going to an offense where they just drafted Noah Fant last season in the first round. And he's not going to be that tight end one. He's the guy that won't push for the tight end one. But he could be a decent tight end two. And if Fant goes down, he is that perfect replacement pretty much as a fast, speedy tight end that can run up the seam and make plays. He is Noah Fant pretty much just a lot worse.
Yeah.
But he's that type of tight end.
I really liked Albert. Oh, it sucks. Hunter Bryan went to the Lions. Just thinking some other names. Thaddeus Moss to the Redskins. He could have some opportunity there, but I don't think he was that good. Mm-hmm. Didn't do much at LSU with that offense popping. Right. I don't really know other names I feel like mentioning.
Hunter Bryan. I'd have to look it up.
There's like that third round tight end from the Packers, but I heard he might play fullback, so. I feel like we should waste your guys' time. Don't draft one of these tight ends. Maybe come at and drop him in like the third or fourth, but like don't waste
your time. Yeah, if you're going late, go for one late round if you're going to. And hope that they do well in year one, but don't just go in expecting them to help.
Yeah, these guys aren't worth your time. But you know what is worth your time? Subscribing here to the Fantasy Flavor Podcast on YouTube and all podcast platforms. Leaving us a 5-star rating, leaving us a like, leaving us a comment. Keep supporting. Because if you support, we upload more. So thank you guys so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.